Thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard this interview, and I don't know. I don't know. We all know Partey didn't play yesterday. We knew he was not coming to play. So, question now, ma'am, in Ibisaino.
Yeah, if you follow the Athletic, I mean, when the World Cup started, you clearly see that they have a certain agenda for Thomas Partey. Mm. I mean, when his they broke the story of not going to, they are really focused about him. They broke the story of not going to Canada. Then, you know, FIFA has a mandatory regulations for teams in the community they train in. So there is a day where all the kids in the community come and participate in the training and hang out with the players. Ghana had its session at Rhode Island. If you check the story they wrote about Thomas Partey and trying to say why should kids go close to him, and then they muted them a comment session. Then, I mean, when we won, if you check how they describe, he said ugly, ugly game and ugly goal. Like,
Adam, wait, did I?
And you didn't hear anything, please.
We want to be sure.
You didn't hear anything.
Robert.
I heard it.
You didn't hear.
I heard ugly.
No.
I heard ugly. I heard
initially
it.
Heard ugly.
No,
ugly.
Then later, please, then take ugly. Take the headsets. The way they describe it, right. They describe the goal, you could see an agenda.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. So if you are doing that, the coaches are monitoring.
Mm.
So they will know that you have a certain agenda. Mm. And they will not give you the platform to move them there.
Yeah.
Because if you are not careful, and in football too, this is a tournament. And walk up to that, you need to be very tactical. Mm-hmm. And at times, you have to save some information about your team. And if you see an enemy, you see one. So the coach gave them the energy they are giving Ghana. Mm. And, I mean, it's simple as that. The Athletic, they can do better. I mean, that's not journalism. I mean, just to have an agenda to just cause pain and harm through writing to somebody, I mean, that's not journalism. Right? Mm. So it wasn't anything, but the coach realized that these people are on our neck.
Anything, it is something.
No, I mean, like, the way she came off with a question,
mm-hmm.
It's because of a certain energy they've given us. That's why the coach gave another. Somebody would have answered it differently, but it's because of the energy. No? Also, they are pressing our neck.
Mm.
So, like, war, and that's what happened.
Mm. Charlie, the latest winning goal of the World Cup, it was an ugly way to win an ugly game.
Ah.
Charlie, they are not with us. So that's why I'm saying that this question, somebody would have. But if you follow the Athletic, it's like a certain energy.
Mm.
It's coming. So before just show them say we crack and crack or the faso ho caso and kay we faso or close baby.
Robert.
Yep.
So maybe yes, the coach might have answered that way, but is there a way we can actually even just not necessarily the coach, but maybe the GFA can find a way to actually control the narrative when it comes to issues with Partey?
I think questions, when it comes to journalists and they asking questions, really, it's, you can only do so much.
Mm.
You know, and the reason why you have a press conference is because there are multiple questions that are going to come from people. And so you are going to listen to it. I think for those of us on the other side, not you,
mm.
Our training is rather to be able to give responses
mm.
to any question whatsoever in a way that's in yours to our benefit and not to you. And so sometimes there are quite a number of things you want to focus on.
Mm.
If you look on the face level, you probably see that, okay, so this was a harmless question.
Okay.
When he Adam plays it in context,
yeah.
You are probably seeing that, okay, there may be some agenda or something behind it,
mm.
which could be a reason. On the flip side, you also want to think about the psyche of the players that you are representing.
Mm.
The players should feel like you are protecting them. or they should feel like you don't want to discuss certain things that may be sensitive. So there could be a number of reasons why he would probably answer that particular. But on the face value, if somebody asking you a question that way, there is another way of answering that same question, even in a diplomatic way, without it being, you know, as is. But then again, the other bit too would be sometimes you also need to give people the answers, the right answer for the right question. So if once you felt this was appropriate, and I've seen a lot of comments about how appropriate people think it was. You understand? So at the end of the day, I think that for as long as it provides the necessary environment and solution that supports them.
But should we also should we prepare for questions like that in moving forward?
Everybody who
can't
is
restrain
that
anybody
kind of position, you always
anybody
have
from
to,
asking.
You always have to prepare. You always have to prepare. Yeah.
Then we have to prepare.
So again, back to my point.
Yes.
PR is for anybody who deals with the public.
And I agree.
Celebrity, what so anybody who interfaces with the public, you have to master PR.
It reminds me, years back, I had a book on that, not for somebody who is in the media, but somebody who represents a company, an institution, who speaks
on behalf of
the media on behalf of the company.
That's it.
So you ply your trade one way or the other in the media, but you are not a media worker. So once you are in that space, you need to understand how the space works. I agree with you on that.
Kumi?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning once again. You see, some of these things, they are bound to happen. Because before every question is asked, there is a motivation. The question is, what is the motivation for that question? And what answer? Because before you ask a question, definitely you have possible answers that you think may come
to suit
up.
Your angle.
So what was the motivation? What was the agenda? That is what we have to understand. Clearly, if you look at how things have played out, it looks as if some people want to use intimidating tactics.
Psychologically
to slow us down, you know, in this tournament. From the party 10, you realize that they are still pushing it because they've realized that party plays a big role.
Even ahead of this game, he came and the coach said it's not necessary.
I remember the coach.
He's trying to stay off.
He's very mentally strong. The way he answers questions, he psychs himself. And if you look at him, he doesn't rush to talk. He understands your question, and based on that, he gives you answers. And as Robert said, once you deal with journalists, definitely you know that you don't know the questions that may come up. At least you can anticipate the possible questions based on where you go in and all these things. But on the grounds, you have to adapt because you don't know the motive. You don't know why the person is asking that question. But at least you can read intent in the question, whether it's fair or it comes with an agenda which may affect what you're doing. We've played this game. Every country is trying to win. As difficult as it was, we won. Whether Malangu, as Edomu say, or whatever, did the ball enter the net?
It entered.
It did. So what is your problem?
Ugly.
You know, if it were to be a different, if it were to be like the press conference was held in Ghana, and was this same question could have been asked by a journalist here
in Ghana,
and you wouldn't treat it this way.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
And also at times,
because you want to know. So the absence of
and even the mention of the athletics.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
The mention of the athletics can also at times.
But let me also quickly add that this real quickly. What's his name? Shaba Ranks. Responded to a question asked about Buju Banting, and it had to do with Batty Boy, gayism, and all of that. His response became the inception of his downfall. So sometimes something may not necessarily concern you, but your opinion about the situation would create a trap for you. So you can end up responding to this, not responding well, and then that becomes a new topic. And then you become the new topic.
And even Robert aside that, I think at times you...
Don't worry. It's a conversation.
At times too, you know, reading the room knowing that there is a certain agenda, the coach has been responding to questions on Partey and will always try to shut the door. If you are not careful, there are other questions on the same line. So as soon as you open the flat door, everybody
would
question from that angle. So at times, you give a certain response to shut everybody. So if other people have motive of going the party route, they're like, hey, I could obey me, then they stay back. So at times, you just want to ward off questions from a certain line.
You just didn't want a situation where you're going to experience party after party.
Yeah, so he shut the door once.
Yeah.
Then it's all.
Yeah. We have to focus. And you see, if we see that there is an agenda, which as at now we cannot establish, but we can only conjecture that, okay, this is what they want to do. What are we also doing to also protect? We as media personnel, having the voice, having the opportunity, we have social media and all these things.
Yeah.
What are we also doing to also protect our people psychologically so that we wouldn't allow them to be bullied by...
Honestly, any answer on that question would have been their lead. And already there is something on the in the background that they shouldn't greet handshake party and other. So he would have used that as the story, the headline. Then the English media will hold it. And they know how to make sure agenda flows to psychologically impact them.
Assuming that this, all you're saying...
Of course, they started already with a handshake thing.
But again, for the sake of media... And,
but you also want ethics. To read... Yeah, you can read a certain situation and see where it can end.
So that's what I'm just saying.
Of course, with the experience in the game, at times, when you are even going to press conference, you want a certain effect. You have a certain story. At times, you even go to the press conference with your story already, but you want confirmation. So you ask a certain question. As soon as it comes,
I like what you said. You said confirmation.
So at times, we do that as journalists.
So it means it always has to be confirmed.
Of course, before
so the person answering should also be careful and doesn't give himself out.
And I think that this is a lesson for all of us. The last time I was saying this year that we have artists who go for interviews about their projects, and by the time they are done, their attention shifts from the project to what they said. Like an artist coming with a project, you are asked a question and you begin to say, "Me oba amen ene betana de oba bre," because a lot of women love me. Then the following day, that dominates the headline. And everywhere he goes, now the interview moves from the project to that comment. Then he says again, and it jumps from one place to the other. By the time you realize you went on a media tour but achieved nothing because you didn't know how to answer questions. We should all learn from it. The coach is mentally tough. Very, very mentally.
He knows
his terrain and the effect of what Robert was saying, that it could come. If you get it wrong, how it may affect the general psyche of the team and all these things. So these are lessons that we should all learn.
All right. Let me quickly do these birthday messages. An amazing daddy full of honey, money, smiles, and discipline. Happy Father's Day to DSP Mr. Justice Opong, a.k.a. Chichiku, of CID headquarters, Serious Crime. It says that we love you, Daddy, from Auntie Nakisilia. And also, happy birthday to a stubborn human turned son. Your vibes are elite, your heart is gold, but your stubbornness still unmatched. Says, wishing you God's blessings, bigger wins, good health, and all the soft life you deserve. Keep shining, Henry. You will always be my son. And this is from Shaw, with love. So, yep. These are some of the messages, but most importantly, I think Ghana's win yesterday obviously brought a lot of excitement to all of us. Since we all stayed up. I know some people didn't want to stay up because we had we thought that Ghana would not make it, but they made it.
Yeah, it was a good game. Oh, honestly, I made my heart say, I prepared my heart for anything. A win, or because this team doesn't have too much quality in every aspect. We have some cutting edge up front, but there is a problem in the midfield, and also the defense pattern has not played together for some time. So there is a challenge there, and goalkeeping. Even to the start of the game, people were saying it should be this person, it should be so. it wasn't something we have a lot of confidence in. Mm. So I knew it's football. Mm. A mistake leads to a goal.
Yeah.
So anything could happen. So I was ready. I mean, and yesterday, Charlie, it's dangerous watching football with a lot of ladies behind you.
Hey, where?
Yesterday at a good park.
Hey.
Charlie, as a boy, your bobo. Hey! Like, it be serious. Like, your heart.
How? Charlie, the ladies, they were...
Too many ladies.
It was
a beautiful scene. I mean, Richie Mensah, Konkosa, Kobiche. Mm. It was beautiful at a good park. Charlie, but the ladies, they played with their hearts. And it was a beautiful game, Robert, from the second half.
You couldn't forget the ladies.
And I want to thank Semenyo for that sight in passing to Brandon. Mm. And how he also... Jordan,
let me give Robert 1 minute. It took me 1 minute on the goal, and then I was scared he was going to say.
They say in the language spoken by the people of Panama, Ghana means win.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Really?
So when they say Panama win, we're actually thinking that they were going to win. No, when they say Panama, Ghana,
yes,
then they were thinking, it means that Panama is going to win.
Oh,
but we, Panama, call we, Ghana. You know.
Okay.
How can we not live up to expectation?
Oh,
especially
wow.
when it comes to your country and then the language that you speak.
Oh.
I think Panama clearly, is it man or Panama?
Ma.
Uh-huh, Panama. Ma. Okay. Panama. Panama.
Good,
yeah.
good. They won. Yes. They won ball possession.
Mm.
But we won the ultimate.
Go in the Afife.
Yeah. We won efficiency, they won possession.
They've never won a point at a World Cup before.
So at the end of the day.
Deny them that.
Yeah.
We're going to use that.
But I think that the key thing we are happy. Let's celebrate everything, all of that. And right. But let's not forget the fact that, Charlie, sometimes our people. They shake hearts more.
Mm.
You are wondering what's happening to creating opportunities for scoring goals and all of that, you know. But if you ask me, I think that if we could choose two people for the man of the match, I'd go for the keeper.
Mm. Which of them? Atizigi or Benjamin?
But Benjamin to made about 3 saves.
Yeah. So if possible, could I have 2 extras?
And Ajete.
Kumi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they did well, and we should congratulate them. If people were afraid, they deserve, because there was no clear-cut, you know, narrative around the Black Stars before they left as to who would play, who wouldn't play, who, you know, a lot of controversies. So they've proven certain people wrong. Where Robert will call them the loud minority.
The loud majority.
Is it
a minority?
Minority, yeah. No, at least the naysayers, they've proved them wrong. They should keep proving us wrong. That is what we want.
Okay.
At the end of the day, it's all about winning.
I never knew Ghana had supporters like that.
Kecha Joshua says we should speak the truth. He said, let's speak the truth. Let's speak truth to them, sweet sis. I don't know.
Kamadin, and then let me speak truth to Kamadin.
Hey.
Kamadin. Aye. Kamadin.
Black.
Hi. Kamadin. Hi.
Thank you, Kumi. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Eden.
Let me quickly say this. Tomorrow we are learning everything about the contracts, music business contracts at the British Council 130. So the invitation goes out to everybody who wants to learn in that particular space. Yes, we are learning.
Yes.
So it's time to learn a thing or two. So let's discuss contracts and everything about it. And brand endorsements, what people look out for, really, what the companies look out for.
Right.
So if you want to unlock some brand endorsements, Charlie, perfect timing. Why is it high?
Sharp.
Hi.
Everybody, thank you to you, Mr. Hagler, supported by Nathaniel. Knee Upness on social media, DJ Fantastic on all the good music. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Kumi. Thank you, Adam, as well. And thank you to you for doing the listening. My name is Doreen Avio.
My name is Kwame Daz.
And I'm back here tomorrow, same time, 6 to 10 a.m.
Not sure.
Enjoy the rest of our programs. And up next is Music Box with DJ Black.
Show me.